Fifth parak of Kalim, first mission. Tano trilosa abo v'shiyov abo. Talking about the height of the Tano. The Tano used to be made like a tube or like a funnel. It was wider on the bottom, narrower on the top, and its height was minimum height was 4 tefachim. And if it got broken, then it had to, according to the Tana Kama, did Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, it would have to remain with 4 tefachim high. If it's broken to a point it's less than 4 tefachim remaining, they'll be tough. Chomayim b'metrum adonu megodim. That's talking about a big tana. Have a god, it's a small tana. It could be as small as you make it. It's a miniature tana, even if it's 1 tefach tall. Kabotumim b'shiyav iruva. In that case, that the roi is going to be less than 4 tefachim, you go by the majority. As long as the majority of the initial tana remains, it's mekabel tuma. Shitogim of malachta, and also it's mekabel tuma. Also, only when you finish making it, ezik mamalochem yishisikeno. When you heat it up, this oven enough, can they leftes boisukin in to bake within it some type of soft dough. Rabbi Yehuda oimem yishiyasik boichodesh, can they leftes biyoshim sufkin in. It's enough to heat it up. The amount it would take to heat up an old one to make these baked goods. And he's a little bit more machmir, in other words, he says that even if it was had a little bit less firing up, it still would be makabel.